Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Ebro, that's me. Laura, that's her. Rosenberg, that's him. We Ebro in the morning, fams. Lock in, bro. It's time to play Laura Never Loses. Give us a call, 800-223-9797. We're giving away tickets to see Mary J. Blige. Good morning, beautiful tour. Here go that burner boy. Hey, West Africans check in. North Africans check in. East Africans check in. South Africans check in. African diaspora check in. Yeah, it's that burner boy, science.
Ooh, this record's crazy.
Wow.
Yo, Shana, you saw The Woman King yet?
I did. What'd over the think? Weekend. It was good. Yeah, I took my son, Jaja.
What Jaja think?
He loved it. And you know, he's going to school for film, so he's looking at it from a completely different perspective now.
Yeah,
the point of views, the angles, the dancing, the DOP, all that good stuff. So,
well, you know, the movie, I mean, listen, the Agoge definitely captured and sold slave, the homie kingdom, and they cover that in the film. Now, Shani, do you think they cover it good enough?
They don't in the, so afterwards when we went home, we watched a couple of quick documentaries on it because just to get the true understanding of that slave trade and what this tribe did. There's a lot of controversy behind the Dahomey tribe.
That's the controversy that they captured.
Well, the controversy
they captured
was
and so, and that just that they were so savage about how they went about capturing people.
Gotcha.
Well, because you know, people love to romanticize, you know, in a way that the African tribes are like somehow all brothers and sisters. Prior to colonialism, they were different tribes.
Right.
With different, you know, cultures, languages, and different agendas.
Right.
And it wasn't, and even when I went to Ghana, when I was at the slave dungeons in Ghana, on what they call the Gold Coast, they even talked about the Ashanti tribe. So you have, it's not just the Dahomey or the Agoge. You have the Ashanti,
right,
the Igbo, right, the Yoruba,
right,
and several other tribes that participated in actively helping Europeans capture slaves. And even prior to Europeans arriving in Africa.
Right, because labor was the thing.
Right, so you know, you're capturing slaves for labor.
For the work that you need to get done. The only thing with that perspective, you know, when people look at it, there's the racism and there's slavery. Slavery
well, white
was for
supremacy
the
and racism is
two
is,
different things.
It's different than slavery,
and that has to be stated. Just because
well, also
when they were sold, they didn't know they were selling them into this type of movement where your God was
well,
being
and that's
taken
why
away,
Ashanti, that's why the Ashanti tribe stopped participating, and a number of other tribes stopped
right.
participating.
And it shows the Dahomey tribe too, in the movie that they were done with it.
Yeah, but you know, chattel slavery, which is what took place here in North America. Which is the erasure of language, tradition, and other brutal abuses, is also a different level of slavery than what was going on at the time and around the world.
Right.
So I mean, it's people I don't think really care about the nuances. I think there's anger around the idea that a movie came out that seems to celebrate a group of warrior women that participated in what became the transatlantic slave trade, or what is the transatlantic slave trade.
Right.
And so people are some people haven't seen it and are boycotting just based on the trailer and the premise and the idea.
Right.
And then you have people who have seen it and are like, okay, well, you know, they get to it, but it's still not as truthful as we would like.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely romanticized for the movie's sake. And it's a well done movie. It is a very well done movie. I enjoyed it a lot. Jaja enjoyed it a lot. But it's definitely do some history on it. I still gotta
check it out. I heard it's amazing.
Nah, the movie's fire though.
Yeah.
I told y'all the movie better get all the awards. Or it's racism.
Yeah.
I told y'all that.
I was telling them about the breakout actress from South Africa.
Oh, that's I don't know her name, but she did her thing in that movie.
Yeah, she killed it.
All right, who we got on the line? Who we got on the line?
We got
Let's see, we got
Mel
and Ricardo. Yo, Mel, what's happening?
I'm all righty, bro. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Ricardo.
Monday, guys. Happy Monday, Laura.
Happy Monday. Wait, Monday. It's not Monday.
Wait, happy Monday.
Wednesday.
Wait. Oh, my God.
You caught me. I was like, Monday. Well, I'm like, wait a second. It's Wednesday.
Yo, what is happening right now?
I was just going along with her energy.
Wait, everybody shut up for a second. Why is it 9,000 people talking?
It was all her.
It was all her.
What is happening?
No one else was talking.
It was only her.
Why does she sound like 40 people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Ricardo, crazy. What's going on out here, man?
I'm all right, man. I got a good Wednesday morning going. You know what I mean? I'm out here in the
streets.
True. Yo, man, that was wild. Yo, we got some talkers this morning, man. We got those. Yo, Mel, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stav?
You know, I'm going to go with Laura.
That's the right thing.
All right, Mel.
Only game that lives up to his name. Mary J. Blige, tickets up for grabs.
That's right.
Let's get into it. Shani with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Losing.
Here we go. The coach of which NBA team? Laura.
Wow. Celtics. Boston Celtics.
That's facts. Member organization. What word in Hawaiian?
Laura. Aye. That was too early. I'm just going to go with aloha. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, you had to know.
Okay.
It's either aloha or mahalo.
Right. Jadakiss said he hates
Ebro.
Ebro.
Jadakiss said that.
Three.
Two. One. He's top five dead or alive.
That's facts, but incorrect. Jadakiss said he hated ghostwriting for who?
For Diddy.
That's facts. Which is the most densely populated country in the world, Ebro?
The most densely populated country in the world. I'm going to pick India.
Incorrect.
No? Oh. That's what I was going to go with, too.
Incorrect. Singapore.
Singapore?
Wow.
That makes sense.
Who had to stop his Ebro. Rolling? Ebro.
Who had to stop his Rolling Loud? ASAP Rocky.
That's facts. But Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yeah, you're going to go see Mary J. Blige for her Good Morning Gorgeous tour.
Bro, I didn't know Singapore, fam. I didn't know Singapore, fam.
I ain't mad at you. I didn't know that Singapore neither, but I do now.
I hadn't heard what Jadakiss said about Diddy, man. I didn't hear that one.
I didn't, but then I did now. But guess what? I'm still happy y'all didn't taught me something this morning because I'm about to go slam this at work at Singapore thing. I'm about to go bet $5 on everybody. I bet you I ain't know nothing about Singapore.
There you go.
He's like, yo, I'm going to get money either way.
I'm going to go get mine, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Yo, get your money, bro. Yo, I love it. Yo, hang on, Mel. We got to get some intel. And on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Pusha T just dropped a second diss track on McDonald's.
What?
It's so good. We'll talk about it coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
This song kind of, this song aged really well. It doesn't feel like, oh my God, throwback to me when I hear it, actually. Is that, am I weird
for
that?
Yeah. I could see that.
I was actually thinking, would I like that record if it dropped right now and I didn't know the artist? Would I like the song?
Oh, that's a totally different question.
Like, would I think all of the picky is corny or would I think it's dope?
I don't know. I can't remove emotional attachment to it. So
yeah, I don't think I can realistically say that. But I hear your question. But it does sound like, for example, when we play, if you were to play Best I Ever Had right now, we go, wow, that sounds like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Try Again doesn't sound to me like it's that long ago.
You're talking about Drake, Best I Ever Had.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's not a Drake diss or anything. It's more a Timbaland compliment, just like the level, the way he produced is so.
Yeah, and I think the Aaliyah part would still rock today. Like, even if it dropped today, the Ficky Ficky, all of that is.
You don't know.
That's the old part.
That's, yeah. That
I, nobody I was scratches say, anymore.
But the fact that some, you know, one of the lost arts in the game is a hip hop track with a love, a true love song across the top. You know what I'm saying? Something that's really a timeless lyrical love song. That's a lost art. And people are really botching it. And I'm really pissed about it. And I talk about it a lot. Because I'm tired of R&B artists trying to be rappers. I'm really tired of it. Why can't y'all just sing love songs? You know what I'm saying? And then you got rappers out here singing their heart out terribly with auto-tune, with all the emotion and depression that you'd ever want. Wow. And all they're talking about is how depressed and sad and hurt they are. And the R&B artist is scumbags singing about whatever. Let me stop.
All right.
Let's go. Flash your lights. Let's go.
Let's talk fast food freestyles.
Please. Yeah. Flash lights. Lights.
All right, so Pusha T is back with a second McDonald's diss track, and this time he's coming for the McRib.
Oh,
he has
how
a new
dare
joke
you,
called
Pusha.
Rib Roast. Check this out.
They call me when it's time to do damage, when the quality ain't up to my standards. That McRib falls below average, replaced by the country style Arby's rib sandwich. Straight out the smokehouse, Texas my old route. 8 hours to slow cook, key push for the rollout. The boss with the smoky Q sauce, the real country
smoky
style.
Smoky Q sauce?
Yeah. This doesn't compare to that replica rib patty. I'm screaming, how dare you? You know that I'm war ready. Arby's taking taste to the next level. Arby's is the choice when you won't settle. McDonald's, what you selling? Mystery meat?
Oh man, they are. Teach, make
games, make rib. You ain't it in the streets. The real country style rib sandwich here to compete. Look, straight out the smokehouse. Country style Arby's rib sandwich, what you know about? We coming straight out the smokehouse. Make rib, you just look like a clown, and that's with no doubt.
McRib, you look like a clown.
Look like a clown.
Yo, man, that guy Push is great at rapping. Let's just put that aside for a second and talk about when the McRib comes back around. It's an event, man. It is an event. But that right there,
it's gonna be hard.
I
for
mean,
the
he calling out names.
It's
man.
Gonna be hard for the McRib to show up in the club now. You know,
wow. People go in there for that. Yo, man, shout to McDonald's. They've done their thing with the McRib. It's a special event
never
every
had
year.
Never had a McRib.
I've had a McRib. I don't know what it is. And he's right. It is mystery meat. I have no idea what
right.
it is.
Right. It like looks like a rib, but it's not. There's no bone in it. It's just like
no. A, they just have like a. It's the
it's
shape,
like an shape of a rib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very. It is interesting. Mm. Listen, I'll tell you what. It's a smart thing. Like the Arby's. I now think about Arby's more than I used to. Because of this, it is impacting me, the Pusha.
Well, remember we had a convo with Pusha about who reached out to him and the marketing guy over at Arby's and that whole, you know what I mean? And he shouted the dude out. It's this young black dude over there that had the idea. And they've been going ham with it. And it's, I mean, clearly making Arby's, getting them a lot of attention and making Pusha a lot of money.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Fire. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. A high of 69 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, it all started yesterday. I told you I was going to get worse before it got better. You had Wingstop and Popeyes beefing, and now Arby's and McDonald's is back to it.
Wow. That is interesting.
It's turmoil in the streets.
Wow.
Fast food beef.
HDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Top 97 Summer Jam! Anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, it's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, Ebro in the Morning, Cast One, rocking them Heat Rocks, them classic joints to get your morning going. Wednesday vibes. You know, we got Whitish Wednesday coming up in about 45, too. That'll be a good time. We'll be live on the Hot 97 app.
Ooh.
If you don't have that Hot 97 app, you know, you're missing out, B. That app's fire. And you could check us in the studio from time to time, exclusive content. But today, Whitish Wednesday is only on the Hot 97 app, so make sure you go get that. And if you don't, you get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, it'll be on the radio. You mean the video will only be on the app.
That's right.
If you want to see it, if you want to live Whitish Wednesday, see the videos too.
Yeah, I mean, the expressions.
Now, Rosenberg has proposed a change to congratulations, you played yourself. Let's give him the floor to see if this is a congratulations, you played yourself.
I think that's where this is going to go, but...
Let's hear the amendment you would like to make to the segment.
I was just saying, I wonder if there's a way where every once in a while, in congratulations, you played yourself. If we don't have any really funny ones, like it's not coming to us, maybe we could do an actual congratulations. Like someone does something really good, and we actually give congratulations with some sort of funny drop, you know, playing on you played yourself, but you didn't play yourself. And Ebro is going to clown me and say that I'm trying to make amends. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It was just a thought.
The Jewish New Year came around, you know, Lashana Tova, and you got Yom Kippur on the way. He's going to get his Yom on, you know what I mean, and repent. And now he wants to turn this whole segment into a repent segment for our toxic behavior. Hit this guy with the button.
Congratulations.
He wants to get up here and, like, you know,
atone
fix
for
up. Be all positive. Nobody want that.
You're not wrong.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, do you have anything today? Anything positive? Congratulations to anyone. Damn, hit us with the button.
Congratulations.
Yo, my man, we don't have one thing positive to say?
That came and went quick.
Yo, man, woman king, congratulations. Yeah.
It's fire. It's fire.
Supposed to be straight fire. I'm going to see it this weekend. Congratulations.
No, it's a great movie, but then also congratulations you played yourself because people are pissed at it too. So is it a great movie? I mean, it's a great movie, but is it telling the whole story?
I don't want to do this again. I know we just talked about it, but just real quick, like, are people really pissed at it, or are they choosing to jump in and be pissed at it on Twitter without seeing it or doing the knowledge?
I think both.
So there are people seeing it, watching it, and coming away going, no, that was not done right.
According to what I've read, they could be lying. Because, listen, if you remove the pain associated with, which I don't know if I can, but if you remove the pain associated with the transatlantic slave trade and the history of black folks in the diaspora, and you just watch a film, as far as movies go, that joint is fire.
It's fire.
But you're still like,
because the truth, you know,
is it not true though? Is it? Are they glossing over?
No,
they're glorifying a savage, some savagery.
They're glorifying.
Right, so because the tribe that took place, the Dahomey Amazons were a savage tribe.
Okay,
that went through different villages
and killed people.
Right, in a very brutal way.
Okay, and does it glorify them and make them look like heroes?
Yes,
it does.
Yes, and that's the issue.
Okay,
but the twist is they were heroes to them.
Exactly. Well, but is that's the hard part? Is like, That's so many stories that have been told, right? I mean, think about how many American stories are told in that fashion.
Yeah, but how about this? We sit up here and we glorify Haile Selassie. And Eritreans will tell you a whole different story. Eritreans will be like, yeah, not to us though, fam.
Right.
Not to us. We don't rock with dude like that.
Something to have some things to say.
What?
I could say.
I could go on social media and say happy birthday to Haile Selassie and big him up, and Eritreans will flood my mentions with Ebro, take this down. He was a horrible man.
That's crazy. I never heard that.
Real, bro, this is every one of these leaders has perspective.
Has some things, right. But I'm saying there's in terms always, of like getting a flood of people coming at, like, you know, we going for him.
Well, you know, Ebro does a lot of Africa talk, but, so yeah, he's got an audience for it.
But to Ebro's point, right, you can find something negative in everything. That's down here on the earth for sure. What,
but and the movie, I think, for anyone that hasn't seen The Woman King and has a problem with it, I'm going to hit you with this button. Because I do think
congratulations,
see it.
You played yourself.
Right, to make a decision?
Definitely see it.
Well, and it's produced by, directed by a black woman, and it features black women. And the relationships between African tribes is not like they was all on the same page, y'all. They're very different. Africa's not a country, fam.
Unfortunately.
People forget that.
Africa is 50 countries or more, man, with thousands of cultures and dialects and stories. And oh, you know what I'm saying? God. It's very complicated.
Everyone is good, man. Just don't mention. Yo, by the way, the point of the last few years, what we've seen in Hollywood, and I keep seeing things that I really think are going the right direction, are to tell black stories, right? That's the point, is to tell black stories. It's not always that every story is going to be bunnies and rainbows. It's to tell the stories. Yeah, Speaking of which, oh, here's a congrats. I haven't watched it yet, my lady is watching A League of Their Own, the new series they brought back, right?
All right.
Okay.
So this is a great example to me of incorporating black characters where before you would leave them out.
Okay.
She said there's a major storyline because at that time when the Women's Baseball League happened, there were still not black ball players. Like, that's black people weren't playing baseball. So there weren't black women playing.
No. Sorry.
Black
people weren't
players.
Allowed to play in the majors.
Apologies.
With white players.
White people didn't let black people play with them. And that was the case with the women as well. But in this case, they added a whole storyline about a black woman ball player who wants to play and is playing. So, like, it's just about finding the stories and telling them. Some will be positive, some will have negative, but the story should still be told.
There you go. Absolutely. And is that, which congratulations is that? Like, yay, congratulations, or...
We don't know anymore.
Is that where you, what are we doing?
It's congratulations, period?
No, it's congratulations, question mark. It's congratulations?
Oh, this guy's ruined the whole damn segment. Why do we listen to him? Why do we listen to him? Laura, what's on your list today?
Oh, God. I saw this video yesterday of Doja Cat. You know, she stays on the internet.
Doja Cat on the internet? Shawnee, hit the button. You don't need to wait.
Congratulations.
I love her, but you don't need to wait.
You played yourself.
So Doja Cat accidentally ended up on TikTok Live with one of the members. Remember the Island Boys?
Come on, man.
The disaster Island
two,
Boys. Yes. So she starts talking to him, and then he's like excited, and she's like, how do I get you off live? And the guy's like, are you serious? You want to get me off live? She's like, no offense, but I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like frantically trying to end it and dying laughing. And he tries to like comfort her and be like, what? Your attention span is too small? She's like, it's very small. I got to get out of here.
By the way,
it was just a funny encounter.
Very funny. I'd like to hit the button on anyone who believes that something Doja did on the internet was an accident. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was creating a moment.
She's a master. She's a mastermind.
She's not
showing feet. She was showing feet in racist chat rooms. You know what I'm saying? She's an OG with this.
Yeah, she's not someone's grandma who borrowed their phone and was like, I don't know how to use this live function. She knows what she's doing.
So you're hitting Laura with the button for believing this was accident.
If Laura actually believes it, then yes.
Congratulations.
It was funny.
Well, and I got one last congratulations. Okay. You played yourself, which goes to Rosenberg for making this segment more complicated and trying to figure out a way to put a positive spin on us judging people. How dare you? Hit the button.
Just continue to judge. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Toxicity reigns supreme.
Undefeated. Playing yourself.
I don't
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Good morning, everybody. Wednesday vibes. Weather looking nice, nice, right? Y'all feeling this weather?
Yeah. It's crispy.
It's yeah, not it's warm nice. Enough for you, Shawnee Culture?
No, but it's nice.
But it's nice. 50. It's only 52 right now. High, though, of 68 is what I have. Laura, what do you have today?
Bring a jacket.
A high of 69, so same thing.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm telling you right now, Shawnee, this is about half glass full, glass half full, glass half empty. You're thinking about it not being warm enough. I'm thinking about when we're still talking about the highs in the high 60s, we need to be grateful.
I'm not mad.
Because soon it's going to be high 49,
right?
Low 29.
But I'm just saying. If
and never forget the way Mother Nature pulled up with fall this year. Remember, it was like, and then all of a sudden fall started. Boom.
It was like
we showtime. Didn't get out of the 70s. Period. It's over.
Done.
When winter pulls up,
can we get an extension, a little overtime? That's on?
What you bro, we didn't get an extension on summer.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like light jacket, hoodie. It's that time.
I mean, you go with a hoodie, man. You don't need a light.
Yeah, by the way, Shawnee, I'm wearing a hoodie with no T-shirt under it. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, you're white, though, and
you're
hairy.
Yeah, it's different. Not different.
Your
not
fur,
different.
Your natural fur.
Natural shirt.
Gives you extra layers.
Wait, by the way, hold on. Am I different? Shawnee has literally been wearing layers, long sleeve and jacket in this studio year round. That's 107 facts. Degrees outside.
Well, that's because it's the AC in here. Be crazy to me.
Right.
So
right.
I wear the hoodie to work.
I mean, it's like 70, and you wear the hoodie and the jacket.
Listen, Rosenberg.
Look, my blood is
Rosenberg,
different.
Rosenberg.
I don't think your blood is different.
It is.
My mom's white. I feel cold different than my black friends, man. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Yeah,
I do.
You know what? You've seen it in society. This is just reality. The blood is different, man.
I wear a hoodie all year round here, too.
The blood is not different. That's making it more scientific.
The blood is different.
No, actually, it's scientific. Research it.
He's right.
The blood is different.
And
I'm
also,
not
people's skin thickness is different.
The
too.
Temperature of the blood right. is different.
Temperature of the blood is different.
Yes. Right.
Man, I'm gonna look this up.
It's true, man. I wear a hoodie all year round here too.
And they black.
Black.
They got that African. They need sun. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to tell black people and white people, you will be fine today with just a hoodie and no jacket. I'm confident.
Not true. Some people are going to be out here with a snorkel on.
No, listen, they can try.
But wear a t-shirt under your hoodie. Don't go.
Exactly.
You'll be fine like that.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's get it. Curved is happening next. Ladies and gentlemen, Curved on Ebro in the morning. Curved happens every day. People meet. They don't hear from a person ever again, or maybe they even go out on dates and they never hear from people again. Brandon.
Hey.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Man, phenomenal, bro. So I'm looking over our notes here with regard to your date with Ali.
Ali, yeah.
These things happen, whatever. You went out for drinks on the first date, but Brandon has not heard from her since she left his place that night. Wow. Wait, you guys went out for drinks and she came to your place on the first date, bro?
Yeah, actually. We were having a great time. Yeah, we were kissing, making out, you know.
Okay.
Touching each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to call Allie. We're going to get Allie on the phone, Brandon. And she doesn't know you're on the phone, but she agreed to be on the radio, okay? If at any time you hear her saying something you'd like to chime in on, feel free to do so, okay?
All right.
I mean, that's subjective, as you know.
Right.
So let's get we'll delve in here.
Hello?
Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ebro and Lauren Rosenberg. You are now on Curved.
Morning.
Just so you know.
Oh, my gosh.
We are here. It is happening. I know you were kind of reluctant, but we appreciate you playing along. Because this is one of those things we do on the radio that could be a learning experience, not only for those that got curved, but those that are thinking about going out on dates and need to maybe learn a few things. So, Allie, how come you didn't want to see Brandon ever again after you went back to his crib, made out with him, you guys fondled one another? How come you never talked to him ever again?
The actual date before that was great. We got along really well. We went to drinks, which is why we went back to his crib.
Blame it on the alcohol.
But, huh?
I said blame it on the alcohol.
I mean, I'm not blaming it on the alcohol.
All right, continue. So what happened?
So we were making out. It was really nice. But then shit started getting weird. He just I mean, he was asking me to lick parts of his body that you just don't ask on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just making out.
Right. I hear you.
I was like, no, no. You know, I kind of let that go. I was like, oh, okay, he's just trying to be sexy or something. But then he was talking about threesomes.
Okay.
He was asking me to, like, lick the arches of his feet.
All right. Wow. Okay. Wow. The arches. He's got a foot fetish. He wanted her to lick his feet.
All right.
Yes. Then he was like, can I have sex with you, the arches of your feet? Like, it was just weird.
He was a little foot play.
He got braids.
I don't even know what base that is.
That's not a base. That's not a base. That's called outer space. You've left Earth now.
You're not playing baseball anymore.
Yeah,
you're not playing tiddlywinch or something.
You are not playing baseball.
Wow, okay. So you got creeped out.
Now, we're all adults.
Are we?
Yes.
When you do start making out, it is you get into an area now where, especially on the first date, if you don't know how to manage that, you can probably say things thinking that it's going to escalate when it's not.
Yeah, but that's a bit. It's a lot.
It's definitely a lot. I'm not disagreeing. He definitely went too far.
It is a lot. You know, that stuff that, you know, after 6 months, you can be like, can we explore and maybe.
So now let me ask you this, Allie. Let me ask you this. Was it that it was too early, or those are things that you're not into?
It was too early. Okay. I mean, those are not things that I have done, but I don't trust you like that.
Yeah, this is one of those areas, man. You're back at the crib. He probably took that as the wrong sign and played himself. That's what happened. And we have Brandon on the line, so we could give him a congratulations. He played himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brandon, we can't hear your phone. Sounds like you got a foot in your mouth. Whoa! You see how that? You see?
So that was the best work you've ever done on the show.
She wanted a foot. That's where that came from.
Sorry,
you know, that's where that, you know, it came out of nowhere. You know, we were just, you know.
Yeah, no, you played yourself, Brandon. That's, you can't jump to, you know, you went fast forward.
Maybe I misread it, but she was liking it. She was loving it. You know, I don't know.
Evidence suggests she didn't love it.
She didn't say nothing to me.
Yeah, but evidence suggests she didn't hit you back, Brandon. Maybe now's a good time for you to apologize for playing yourself, because it doesn't sound like she hates your guts. It sounds like you're scared.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry if I went a little too hard the first day. My apologies, Allie.
And by the way, his phone does not have text messaging, so.
Just text messaging.
Definitely on a flip phone.
Yeah, that's a flip. That is a bad one. Antenna broke, too.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Yo, the world's changed, man. World's changed. You got to change with the world, too, man. Don't fight it, man. Don't fight it, man. I remember bringing a dog to work was like, what? You bringing a dog to work?
I love it.
I think it's still like that.
Now, at this show, every other day is a new dog in this room.
Shh, bro.
Yo, man, you're such a spot blower, bro.
Every other day is a damn dog running around.
It's the same dog.
I didn't think every other day a new dog.
I didn't think HR knew about that.
Oh, I thought it was all clean. Y'all be walking in the building with your dogs.
I mean, no,
I don't know if you noticed, but Rosenberg sneaks them in a bag.
Wow.
Oh, well, now who's really snitching?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, Laura. You. No. You're the one who opened the mic and said, I'm going to snitch. I choose violence. Laura is just explaining.
How'd you trick me and lure me into this?
And then he turns around and goes, look at you, snitching.
Another thing that needs to be reconciled, I didn't have the energy to debate it a while ago. I felt like too many people were talking over each other, and I just wanted to get out of the break. So I let it slide. But nobody's got different blood, fam. Like,
blood
it's
temperature.
It's so stupid.
Blood temperature.
It's,
I said
it's,
the blood
it's,
is different.
Nobody has different blood, man.
They do.
They don't, bro.
What do you mean?
The blood, the temperature of the blood varies from rate. Look it up. I've been looking it up.
From
so
what
I
to
can
what?
Continue.
You said from race to race?
From race to race.
different temperatures.
Your ability to withstand the cold or like or dislike the cold is more psychological than it is biological.
There's scientific proof. I'm looking at it right now. Just look it up. Just look at body temperature of blood between races.
I don't know, man. My wife be mad hot. You in bed sleeping like, you're both.
Clearly, tons of people have looked this up as well.
Well, and also, too, people's body temperature varies based on other biological factors, not necessarily your blood.
Age also is a factor.
Yeah. Age is a factor. Body temperature varies in older women.
And people are just different. Like Shawnee, you could run colder than me, and it's not because you're black and I'm white.
Well,
it's because you're Shawnee and I'm Peter.
Right. Well, my initial statement was, I'm different. We're different. And that's where this all started. And you said no. So,
but then you went.
Clarifying the statement that we have different blood. That was all. That was all I was clarifying.
We do,
but we have different blood types. But that doesn't mean we have. Everybody's got different.
But
blood
there's also
types.
Different levels.
But there's a lot of
hemoglobin. There's factors, is what I'm saying. There's differences.
Listen. You should start a YouTube channel called Science with Shawnee. And break down the biological differences in people. I think it would be great because
we're not doing all that. It's just saying it's basic.
I'm just saying body temperature variations have more to do with other biological factors, not just your blood or your blood type. Is all
and you and me
your
and Ebro's
your blood be a part of that.
What me and Ebro's discomfort with it is, you start to get into very blurry, not good territory when you talk about these like fundamental differences that exist between races. You start to walk into a really.
Point is this: I think the stereotype of black people, the stereotype around black people not liking the cold, or white people being okay with the cold. Has more to do with psychological than it has to do with biological.
I don't think so. I think it could be both.
I think it could be both.
Because the tolerance of people who are white with cold weather is higher. We've seen it. And it's not just psychological.
Well, you might like it. They might like it more because they're more accustomed to it. Versus black folks who like sun and warm better.
And comfort.
But I know black folks that like the cold. And they don't have no problem with it.
Right. Well, there's variations because we all mixed up now. But if we're generally speaking, we come from these climates, our blood is different. The temperatures
can
vary.
It's like, oh, black people don't like the water. Black people don't like the water. Is that a real?
That's a stereotype.
That's a stereotype.
Because we were seamen originally that crossed across the Atlantic before everything.
But if the water was cold, they were just absolutely miserable.
Yeah, we did. That's facts. We still swam, but we didn't like it.
But didn't like the cold.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is in the room.
Oh, ow. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
John, you have some amazing tickets, bro. What you got, fam?
Oh, Race Twist is up today. It's going to be a great day. Listen, be call number 9. Your chance to see WizKid at MSG going down Wednesday, November 16th. Ooh. Plus, tickets on sale this Friday, September 30th on Ticketmaster.com. May hot by Live Nation, baby.
Yo, the word is they had like a pre-sale this week, and it's sold out. Oh, the pre-sale's done. So you better hurry up and get your WizKid tickets at MSG because these tickets is moving.
Need to be there. We need to be there.
Facts. Call right now. John, how you feeling out here?
Feeling great.
Well, talk to me about this Yankees loss, man. What's going on?
No, they won.
They won.
Did they
win
yesterday?
They won the East.
Oh, yeah, they clinched. That's right. Did Aaron Judge hit this home run?
No. You know we would have mentioned that already. If you know, we would have already heard.
Yeah. Well, he's
I think Aaron's in his own head a little bit right now, and my expectation is he's about to get a breather because, like, they're going for it so hard, and you can see that he's getting tight, and it's like, give him a second, give him a day off, come back.
But he's not getting fair pitches. It's all, like, he's getting
walks. Yesterday he got walked 4 times.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, come on.
That's not easy.
Against two rivals.
Nobody wants to be the pitcher that happens to. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Right. Who wants to be
nobody
that?
Nobody goes out
note?
Like, yo, I want to be the guy that's like, you know, in the clip where Aaron Judge gets the record. Nobody wants that. What? And he's still got to hit 61, right?
Yeah. He's still got to hit 2.
Still got to tie it. He's still got to tie it and then break it. Natasha's on the line. Good morning, Natasha.
Morning.
Good morning, Natasha. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm dropping my daughter off to school.
Hey, daughter off to school. What's her name? Shout her out.
Emery.
Hi, Emery. Good morning. Thank you for turning in to Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Mom's about to win some tickets because we know she's smarter than DJ John.
Has to
Natasha, answer this question from Laura Stiles. So you can, you know what I'm saying? Get this thing moving.
All right, Natasha. Here's your question. Can you tell us which fast food chain serves the McRib?
Hold on. Let me Google that.
McDonald's.
Correct.
Wow.
McDonald's.
DJ John, McDonald's. How many ingredients are in the McRib?
Oh, 100 at least. At least.
The correct answer is 70. 70 ingredients.
Wow. I mean, great you guess with 100, though.
I was close.
Great that's guess with 100.
That's a lot.
Yo, Natasha, you going to see WizKid at the Garden.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah,
you
will be there.
This is the fourth time that I'm trying to see him. So,
yo,
I'm happy. Thank you.
Listen, let's get to it. It's a phenomenal show. You know, I've had the pleasure of seeing his newest set, which is amazing. So he's coming to the Garden November 16th. Tickets on sale Friday. We have some more today. We have more tomorrow. John, we love you.
Thank you.
The way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, the headlines are coming out. I'll let you know who Rihanna is vetting for her Super Bowl halftime show performance. All coming up next.
New WizKid?
I got
for
it.
For the people? You got that?
I mean,
hey.
Shout out to Africa.
This joint crazy right here.
You know what I'm saying? The people with the blood that's warm.
Oh, my God.
According to Black culture.
Everybody? The whole
everybody,
continent?
Everybody.
What if their iron's low? They might be cold.
See? Everybody different.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, that hurricane is looking serious headed through Florida right now.
I saw a video, Ebro, of people in the Florida Keys like carrying their dogs on their shoulder with water, like waist high.
I got family stuck down there, man.
Where?
In Orlando, actually. Some of my cousins
went
down.
How bad is it?
Well, they went down for to go to Disney World. Little did they know there was a hurricane coming. So then their flight, they were supposed to fly out on Thursday, and, you know, everything is shut down. So now their flight's on Saturday, and there's no rental cars. You can't get out. They're stuck in Orlando.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And you just got to sit through it now.
You got to sit it through now.
It's approaching a Category 5, which is the highest category of a hurricane.
And it's got tornadoes, too. It's producing tornadoes in Southwest Florida.
It's crazy.
No, it's serious business, man.
You want to know something crazy? Our friend E. Styles, his real name is Ian, right? Mm-hmm. E. Styles just recently got a crib that is now sitting right in the path of the hurricane of his own name.
Wow.
Right. That's not what you want.
Is that congratulations?
That might be a button.
Was that the button?
So Hurricane Ian might destroy
Hurricane
Ian's
E. Styles. Hurricane E. Styles about to be in trouble.
Congratulations.
But that's a reality for people, is that anyone who has property in Florida, has family in Florida, you have to watch all these storms to see what happens. You know?
And hurricane season goes from about late August, right, all the way through like November or something, doesn't it?
Into October. Is it all the way to November? Yeah, probably. I mean, technically November.
Yeah, because we caught one over here for Halloween a couple years back, remember?
Yeah. Mm.
Right. Well, and also remember Superstorm Sandy, which was a hurricane before it, you know, and I mean, obviously did a lot of damage. That was like at the end of...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That was oh, on yeah, Halloween. That was like the 28th right. or 29th, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. Yo, and people forget, you know what I'll never forget about Sandy is literally the month before there was an earthquake. Mm. A lot of people don't remember that. Late September, there was an earthquake, and then Sandy hit in late October.
You mean like a mini earthquake here?
Yeah, it wasn't crazy, but it was enough for people to be like, yo, that was, I think it was like a 3 or a 4 on the Richter. It was something. It was something. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. It's time for Flashing Light.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So the reports are coming out. Rihanna and her creative team are hard at work planning for the Super Bowl halftime show. So now, according to, this is the rumor, they're saying that there's a list of nearly 50 possible names to hit the stage with her. I'm like, 50? Where? I mean, I understand because they were like, of course, like Kanye West, Paul McCartney, Calvin Harris, Pharrell, Jay-Z, we said Drake, but 50? Mm.
Paul McCartney's a name I think probably could happen.
Me too. When I saw that, and I forgot about Paul McCartney.
I just want to keep it 100.
Yes. What
I
is that song? Was it like
4 or 5 seconds?
4 or 5 seconds.
4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. But just because he's Paul McCartney, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but how do you do that without Kanye?
Maybe there is a Kanye.
There's a Kanye.
4 or 5 seconds is a Kanye, Rihanna, Paul McCartney record. Right. By the way, let's just take a moment. One of the most random moments in history. It just happened out of the blue. We were sitting around one day, and out of the sky fell a song that was pretty big for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
So random. That is an interesting thought. McCartney's very Super Bowl friendly.
You know?
That would bring the generations together. You know, they love to bring the generations together.
And be realistically, it would be his last time appearing at something like that. I mean, I think McCartney's 80 years old now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's up there.
I mean, he just finished touring recently, but yeah.
Calvin Harris is high up there, too, I feel like.
But Calvin Harris, can I just be honest? Calvin Harris, if he's out there, will just be by the turntables. I'd be more excited if Rihanna went full circle and brought Cypher Sounds out at the Super Bowl.
And Max Glazer.
Yes, and Max Glazer. That would be something.
That would be something.
But like Calvin Harris is cool, but he's not going to perform. He would just be standing there pointing at a CD player.
Now, do they think that they – do you think anybody cares what we think, Rosenberg? Seriously.
Who? Anyone that matters?
Yes. Anybody planning the Super Bowl, do you think Rosenberg said Calvin Harris is not really
I'm
a thing.
I'm only here for our audience, Ebro. This is our thoughts, okay? And I'm going to analyze this for the next 5 months until we get there. Because I'm excited.
The truth is, Calvin Harris and Rihanna have two huge songs. The Paul McCartney moment is a thing. And both brings in a very white, broad audience. And so, you know, they want to be able to say that or to say that happened so that it has it reverberates around the globe. I think Rihanna doesn't need it personally, but nobody cares what
by the way, who more often than not people don't need it and they do it anyway. You know what I mean?
Just for the spectacle.
Yeah. Like, I mean, every artist they get for the Super Bowl is huge and most of them still end up bringing people out.
For instance, when Beyonce was out there, I didn't need Coldplay.
Right.
I didn't need Chris Martin out there and you know what I'm saying?
I forgot.
And that was when That was when Beyonce and Bruno Mars had that dance battle that Bruno Mars won.
Yeah, the one that Beyonce won, yeah. But yeah, I didn't need that either.
This one, would you pop for this one though?
Nope. Never
she,
cared
if
about
she
it.
Did it for 4 or 5 seconds.
She did it for 4 or 5 seconds.
Shauna, you like that joint?
I do. That was a vibe.
I thought it was a vibe, too.
It feels good. You never cared.
I don't care. But,
so yeah. we'll see.
But I do care about Rihanna, so I'm going to be hyped either way.
That's your flashing light, your boy. Time is 8:03, high of 69 degrees. Alternate site parking rules are in effect. 411 on
on the flashing.
I'll just tell you, let's be real though. When We Found Love plays and it hits the big build into the dan 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 dan, it's gonna be the biggest. The confetti, the pyro, it's gonna be over.
That's the one.
Yo, Whitish Wednesday's popping off next.
Yes, sir.
Cass One or Rosenberg? Who's leading?
I got the Bluetooth working. I'm ready to go. Cass,
I don't know,
great,
bro. Cass One kind of stole it from you last week, B.
He was very, very good. Very good.
I don't know. You might want to hand him the keys to the car, B.
Permanently?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It's different driving the car once versus driving it 17 times straight. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it gets... Sometimes you got to let dad just hold it down. You know?
I'm a great driver. I've been driving for a long time.
Ooh, yo, he tried to sun you, Cass. That's why I heard he said, let dad.
I've been driving for a long time.
Yeah, but
you didn't have to go dad.
Yeah, but you're driving like a fly, cool car. I'm driving an old Taurus.
This is what we're doing.
The Chevy?
No, but this is what we're doing. We're going straight battle. It's a Whitish Wednesday battle.
No.
Rosenberg versus Cass One.
And on top of that,
we got a versus going up.
Watch this. Rosenberg's prepared. I'm not. Still going to go crazy.
Am I prepared? Words that have never been said about me.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Talk to him.
Are we back to this? I thought we switched the intro.
Didn't Cass switch last week?
Yeah, I was going to switch again today, but I decided let's go here for a second.
Okay.
Let's go.
Why? Why did you make that decision?
Just for consistency.
It was inconsistent.
It is. But, you know.
Yo, Cash, just admit you forgot that you changed the intro.
No, I didn't. I was actually going to play AC Back in Black as a new intro, but I'm like, do we want to keep changing the intro every other week?
But we already changed.
Yo, I know.
Listen, everybody stop making decisions on their own. All right? If we're going to start with Sweet Child of Mine, we start with Sweet Child of Mine until we discuss something else. Everybody just chill out. Let's get into Whitish Wednesday, fam. No, I'm good with whatever, but if we're going with Sweet Child of Mine, we stick to it for a little bit, man.
That is Ebro's song, too, by the way.
It is. It's karaoke.
I like Back in Black, too.
It's karaoke joint. That's what it is.
But this does feel like a proper
Listen,
intro.
You're not going to blow smoke up my ass talking about I'm trying to do consistency while you're making changes,
right,
bro.
Right, that is fair. He's not wrong.
Talk to me nice. Talk clean, man. Y'all been playing too much. Yeah, I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. We're going to make some eye contact, get this popping and see what's real. You know what I mean? Y'all got the wrong guy, man. Let's go, man. I don't give a damn. Yo, and then Shani want to talk to me about people tuning in on the app. Like, when I get off the air, I'm going to talk different because I'm on the app. These people going to get all the greasy talk,
behind
man.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, what? Super grease. Playing with me.
Yo, commentate, bro. We here, fam. Yo. It's Wednesday.
Yo, man. I be playing super nice.
What are you screaming about right now? What's happening?
Just sing the song, man.
Yo,
beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Call me Chuckles. What's going on, man? Thanks for locking in. Shout out to all the black people tweeting, talking about they hate hot weather.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Africa.
Oh, there are people saying they hate hot weather.
Yeah, they're like, what's Shotty talk about? I hate hot weather.
Yo, let's trace your DNA real quick.
Wait, okay. No.
Are you black?
Wow.
That's right.
You
I'm questioning.
Like Joe, you sound like Joe Biden.
That's right. I can't be black.
Can't be black. All right, Rosenberg, you going first or Cast One first?
Whatever
it's
you
White
want,
Ish Wednesday. How you guys
want
to do it? I thought it would be fun since Cast One did a great job last week. Rosenberg does a great job all the time. Let's bring them together.
Let's go.
We go song for song.
Uno, up to you. Me
yeah,
or you?
You go. Go ahead.
All right, here
all right,
we
where
go.
Where you going,
set
Pete?
It off.
Hey. I know this song.
And you ring that fly. Supercat
on
this, right?
Yeah. I'm like, why do I know this? Because of course.
That's John Dodcat's on it. But we're not guessing Supercat.
Is this
it's
white?
Not Supercat's song.
That's a good song.
Phenomenal. Didn't the lead singer like become a TV show host or something?
What?
Did we play this already?
Just wanna fly.
I don't remember if he became a TV host.
Yeah, I feel like he did.
He might have.
Is this Sugar Ray? Like,
yeah, bro.
I feel like he was hosting some reality show. Producer Graham says All Access.
Yeah.
Mark McGrath, right?
Mark
there you go.
There you go. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Hey.
Nice choice. I like this.
Yo, this record is such, I like it a lot. It's so sublime, Jace.
It is.
Wasn't that the knock on the whole group?
Probably. I mean, it makes sense. Because they were just after Sublime.
Right. I want to fly, cut the fly, want to fly.
Right.
When does he do that? Coming up.
Right, does he come in?
That
maybe
might
there's
be the
a
remix.
Version with him yeah, and without super- him.
I think there is.
Rosenberg played the version without him?
No, I just chose the one that came up.
Because I feel like I would have heard him already by now.
That's right. Hit Rosenberg with the congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you're
that,
right.
We need that super cat.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Early. Ah, Jamaican massive.
That is.
Yeah, early.
No.
There you go.
There you go. So there's the Super Cat the version. There we go. There's the vibe. There's the vibe. All right, Cast One, what you got?
How about this?
Damn, I didn't expect you to take us to the hood and Cast to take us to the haybox.
Yeah, man.
Sugar Ray was not the hood, bro.
Well, you know, it reached a little bit. Away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do.
Times Square can shine as bright as you. What is this? I've heard this before. It's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry. I don't know.
Yo, Cass getting help, man.
By who? This is in my laptop, bro. Close your
eyes. Feels like a Producer Griff record right here.
It's in my laptop.
What? Oh, wait. What's going on, Rosenberg? You calling conspiracy?
No.
I like where you at right now, Rosenberg.
He could call that. I'll
call him out. Call him out.
I'll show him the date I got put in my laptop back in 08.
Mm. Oh, it's getting chippy.
It's getting chippy.
It's getting spicy in here.
Spicy. No one will get the name of this group.
Absolutely not.
That's a fact.
I remember this, man.
You saying we ain't on the hay vibe like that?
No, listen.
Delilah, the record, is it the record called Hey There Delilah or
correct.
Delilah?
Yes. Hey There Delilah.
Hey, see?
Hey. H-E-Y, Sean.
Am I wrong?
Shawnee's been waiting to be right about hey for
the
weeks.
Whole time.
And today,
the whole
time. It happened. Hey, right.
Are you guys voting like a versus? Because I think we know round one goes to Rosenberg.
You're crazy. This song is way more. Hold on. If this is White Ish Wednesday, that song was way more white than what you played.
Nah, but Rosenberg got it because he had a bigger hit.
I had a bigger hit. And they're both white. We all know none of this music's actually white.
If you
white.
Played Hey There, Delilah, you'd be doing backflips that nobody knows this right here.
Okay. Here we go. Who's ready? Who's ready for another Rosenberg win? I got you.
Another Rosenberg banger.
Here we go.
This turn
the White Ish Wednesday. It's a competition. It's a battle.
Ooh. This is black.
Nope.
This is a. Oh, yeah.
Steely Dan, man.
What up, BX?
I know.
Yeah, this is Lord Tariq and Bit
Black
of Guns.
It's called Black Cow by Steely Dan, man.
He already got it.
Sorry, we only know Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Nah, up, you y'all? Don't. You better do the knowledge.
Sorry.
On that Steely Dan. Hey. Hey.
Fun fact, I love goofing on Peter Guns about this. They had to give up 100% publishing.
Yeah, they couldn't own none of the records.
100% publishing.
They own their lyrics, but they don't own, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was worth the sacrifice.
Right, it was worth it for the hit.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you gotta do that.
But that was their biggest hit.
What is it? I don't think it's their biggest hit.
It is their biggest
Peter
hit.
Guns and Lord Tariq.
Oh, Peter, I thought you meant Steely
Dan.
He's
right. Ebro's right.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry. I thought it. No, he's absolutely right. I thought he. I was like, nah, they got joints. What are you talking about?
How's a joint? All right, Cast One, how you following up? It's the Versus White Ish Wednesday. Cast
I've
One
done
Rosenberg.
This, but I respect it.
This feels like, hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
It does.
Nah.
Set on you.
Set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
But it's gonna take a money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty money.
Yo, Rasan, you gotta show this video. This video is fire.
Really?
It's gonna take time. You don't remember he was in like an office? He was in like a home office and all the animals were on the wall and started singing. Like, it was weird.
This is George Harrison, right?
That's right.
I got my mind set on you.
We on of the Beatles.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind.
And this time it's gonna feel the feeling.
Actually, it's funny. That part's very Beatles-ish. I never thought about that.
This right here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know that really we on the app, right?
I got my mind set.
Shout out to Les Nicole. She says, I love this segment. White Ish Wednesday.
But it's gonna take money.
I know this song only because Rosenberg played it before.
Really? You didn't know it from back then?
Nah. Wow. I mean, it sounds familiar. It's funky, but I don't know it like
Wait,
that.
Wait, are you admitting to actually retaining information from White Ish Wednesday?
Wow, look at that.
I think so. Y'all programmed me so crazy.
What?
It's crazy.
We only played that song one time, B.
And I'm like, it sounds familiar. Maybe
and you
I know
remember it.
Now this next one I'm going to do is a hip hop.
Wait, who won that round? That round?
I didn't know if we were still voting. It was Laura, Black Cow that versus George Harrison. Got my mind set on you.
Steely Dan versus George Harrison.
More black.
Who you got?
I'm going to go with Set on You.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. She's going with Rosenberg. That's two for Rosenberg Cast.
That was Cast. That was mine actually.
Oh, that was Cast. Okay, yeah. So 1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
Oh, wait, Laura's the only decider?
Am I? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right, I didn't know a lot of pressure. All right, well, this one's a little bit of hip-hop education. I'm going to play a few seconds of this one version of the song.
Okay.
And then the next version, and we'll see what y'all think.
We'll also take votes on the app. If you're watching this on the Hot 97 app, you can vote there who won the round. This is round 3, Rosenberg setting it off.
Come on, Dave.
take me to the Mardi Gras. Where the people sing and play.
Now this this guy,
I don't know this.
You know this guy though, guys. Everyone here knows this guy.
This is a guy?
Yes.
Well,
it was giving me Dolly Parton.
Well, the writer and the music.
No, all of it is a man.
That can't sound like a woman?
It could.
But that was that.
Queen's Own. Paul Simon.
Kill Yuck.
The reason this started, Sonny.
And then, a few years later, it became this.
Because this is also the Mardi Gras.
It's Queen's Soul.
But this is Bob James.
Run DMC.
But here's the interesting part. Because it seems like there's no similarities. But when this flips and the music starts going, it's the tune of Take Me to the Mardi Gras. Of the song we just played.
Okay.
Your whites are very black today.
My whites are very black.
Yeah.
Here we go. Down to the Mardi Gras. Where the gentlemen play. Shouts to Bob James, man, the great.
Okay.
All right, little hip hop lesson. Of course, everyone knows that became Peter Piper, Run DMC, and many other records. Mm-hmm. What you got, Cast Uno?
That's very, very white.
Oh, yeah. It's a joint, though.
He's very, very white.
Cast One coming with that scorcher.
Oh, my God! Wow. I knew I loved this song for a reason. Yeah. My girl just made me start watching the show this like last year.
Mm. I got Rosenberg's vote.
Yeah, I like this. I like this.
Rosenberg voting again himself.
I like this joint. Laura, you gotta know this.
I don't know this.
I know
Griff knows it 1,000%.
Ebro knows it.
But I don't know the TV show.
Yeah, I don't know the TV show either. What's the show?
Wait, is it Californication?
No.
Close. The title of the show has to do with a location.
Yep. None of us probably watch the show, by the way.
No one here watched it. Laura and I were, even Laura and Sean and I were like slightly too old for it. Like a tiny bit too old.
Yep.
Not Beverly Hills.
No. But in the same
Next thing, Generation.
Yep. Next Generation of Beverly Hills.
The O.C.
Oh, my God. Never.
The O.C.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I never watched that trash.
It's actually not bad.
That bullish.
Only O.C. acknowledges the rapper.
O.C.? I love O.C.
I love O.C. Original content is great.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. This one's hard because Rosenberg kind of cheated by bringing some hip-hop into it.
Right. Hey. Just choose which one you liked better, okay?
Sean, you choose this one.
Listen, I'm good that I got Rosenberg's vote. So even if you guys say that I lost, I know I won.
Whoa,
so.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah, if I'm choosing, I got to go with Rosenberg. I don't know that California song.
This is a tie.
And Bob James is...
That's the backbone of hip-hop.
Come on, be like, yeah.
This is a tie.
Okay.
So I'm biased.
Here we go, guys.
Oh, fire. Fire. Just like Rosenberg, like mine, I love this song.
Yeah, this is a winner, man. There was a time when you could not go anywhere without hearing this. Another turning
point, a fork stuck in the road. That's hard.
And Shawnee usually gets this guy.
You know this one, Shawnee.
It's not Paul Simon, right?
No, you usually get who this is.
Oh, is this Green Day?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know why I know him like that. I like him though.
Well, his voice is pretty identifiable.
It is, yeah. And I like the vibe of music. It's something I do. Unpredictable.
But at the end is good. I hope you have the time of your life.
Green Day is fire.
This is their most poppy record probably ever, right?
Shawnee, do you know why they're named Green Day?
Nah, tell me. Ganja.
Yep, weed.
Is it?
Marijuana.
Yep.
Did you just Google that?
No.
I'd like to say that he either Googled it or made it up on the spot.
You can look it up. I heard it somewhere. It's not that deep. They like smoking weed. They're from the Bay Area.
Not shocking.
I like your random
It's not like a big deal.
But it's random.
The first time I saw them in a video, they were standing on a lawn.
That's hard.
That's why I kind of, on some grass.
That's a tough one. This was fire.
That's fire.
Yo, shout to Sue. She says she loves when y'all sing.
Wow. Okay,
wow,
Sue.
Shout to Rob. I hate when they sing. Yeah.
And if you guys don't have it, go download the Hot 97 app. Register right. So you can join the chat with us, hang out, and watch. This is the only place to watch Whitish Wednesday.
We live.
Stevie D, Big June 44, said he said. Carl B says E Styles is in a zone. E Styles ain't here, Carl B.
No. Casto, man. All right, Casto, on you.
And that same, by the way.
Said he said, this, said, who's E Styles?
Yo, this is crazy because you had that queued up. I had this queued up. This is no lie. This is wild.
Do you have the time?
Hey.
Wow.
More Green Day.
About nothing and everything all at once.
Make this difficult for Laura.
We've done this, haven't we?
It's all right. I have another one.
Melodramatic bulls, neurotic to the bone. No,
Pam, what's going on, Pam, in the chat?
Laura's
Taylor,
doing her
what's
dance.
Up?
Laura's doing her dance.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Hey.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Shout out to the Ghetto Boys.
It all keeps adding up. I think I'm having up. Am I just paranoid?
Hey, Stevie D, Justice. It's Whitish Wednesday, Ebro in the morning.
You got a 3-for-1 on this round.
That was a clean blend. Clean switch.
It's what I do.
You just turning the whole day into Green Day? It's Green Day? It's an actual Green Day?
It's Green Day.
Hey, yo, Jesse from Jersey. Shut your bitch ass up.
Oh,
we have a fun.
What happened?
Ebro.
Now, you know me. You know me. If I get in these app and these comments, we going to war, B.
Damn.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Oh, damn.
Playing with y'all, B.
Everyone download the Hot 97 app and watch.
If you want to get yelled at by Ebro.
Yo, I ain't playing. I just cussed somebody out in the street last night, bro.
Yo, Ebro, you good out there, bro? What's happening, man?
Nah, I'm good. It's just I be smiling and chilling, but people be trying to act like this ain't like I'm not me or something.
What do you mean? What happened?
Somebody said something slick that I was like, yo, watch your mouth, B. I slapped the ish out you right now.
No,
wow.
No.
Jeez.
No, we don't need that.
No,
you know?
I don't want to hear about that. That's upsetting.
No, Ebro, no, we're zen.
It's just
zen,
part.
Zen,
it's just part of walking around. Sometimes people get loose.
Let me get.
All right. Well, this one was a tough round, but I'm gonna go with Cast One only because to me that song is. I don't know.
It was a bigger song.
It was bigger.
No, it was. I like it.
Yeah.
It wasn't bigger. It was better. It was better for sure. Yeah. Here we go.
Kevin F. Test me. See what it is. See what it is.
This is going to be one where everyone goes, I don't know this. And then you go, I know this song.
I know this song.
Okay. This feels very spiked here.
Yep.
It was when Rosenberg's brother used to use L.A. Lux hair gel. My brother was using that L.A. Lux.
So funny.
Do people still use mousse?
They still use mousse?
I don't know.
They probably do.
Hair mousse?
Just differently. They style it differently.
Laura, do they still sell Aquanet?
You can still find it. You definitely can.
Yo, shout to North Bergen. Why y'all looking me right round, right round.
There we go.
Yo, I don't know the band, though.
Me neither. I don't know the band, but I definitely know the song.
Me neither. The band is called Dead or Alive.
Oh.
The song, shockingly, is called You Spin Me Round, parentheses, like a record.
Mm. Is this a song that Flow Rider did?
Sha210, what up? Mo, what up?
I think
Q Baby, what's going on? Brick
that.
City checking in. Newark,
Brick
we love
City.
You.
Flow
Rider, you know what I mean?
All right,
Eric from the BX, we love you too, man.
It's 2-2.
2-2, so this is the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Wow. Chantel, yes, that's from Adam Sandler movie. I know this off top.
Yeah.
You want me to say who it is?
This is
This is my last resort. Suffocation. Hey.
Woo, this record was hard. This is my last resort.
Papa Roach.
Limp Bizkit status.
Facts.
Very.
Harder, though.
He came from the Limp Bizkit fold.
Oh, yeah. In Interscope?
My life. Losing my mind.
Part right there is hard though.
Hard, right? Yo.
So this one's tough, Ebro, because I was going to go with Rosenberg, but everybody on the app is going for Cass One.
No. Well, guess what? Good thing Laura's the voter. So I think we should go exactly with what
we can also. I think we should go with the app because people that are on the Hot 87 app.
Ebro,
very
I know how
engaged.
You feel during Laura Never Loses now, man. Things are shady around here.
Why?
Yo, man, it's rigged, B.
Ebro, you said
rigged,
you wanted
bro.
To get people in the app involved, so I'm trying to spread the love.
Just let Ebro. I agree with you, Lars.
So this is the tiebreaker. Who gets
all right,
it?
So Shawna, you decide. I was going with Rosenberg. The app is going with Cass One. Now you pick.
Shawna, he said me?
I mean, this is hard for me to pick because they both just...
Nah, the app is going Cass One.
Those guitars, Shawna.
They right. Them guitars Roach. Was hard, though.
Where are you going, Shawna?
DJ Ra-Ra says Rosenberg got flamed.
Got
Let's
flamed?
See. Cass One. It's all Cass
Roach.
One. Papa Yo, Roach
what
for the
Papa
win.
Roach. Wow.
Yo, I can't believe I'm going to lose to Papa Roach when I hit a classic punk, you know, 80s banger. All right, let me close
All
out
right,
like this.
Papa Roach for the win.
Right. Papa Roach
let's
for the win.
Guys, it's time to close out. That's Cass up 3-2, but let's end it like this.
Let's see if you can tie it up, Rosenberg. Come on. All right, switch your votes, y'all. Who y'all got this round? It's the final round before Shawna takes control and hits us with the real culture classics. Whitish Wednesday, Ebro in the morning. Closing
time. Turn all of the lights on over every Big Office Vibes.
Oh, right. Big Office Vibes. Yo, big yeah. End of a night at a white bar vibes.
You played this already though, but it's cool.
Hey, you repeated one of mine too, all right?
D, what's going on? Liz Locker, what's happening?
Closing Locker. Time. I don't know the name of that.
Closing time. Are you familiar with the song?
Yeah.
You don't have
it's called Closing Time, right?
It's called,
okay, yeah.
It's called Closing Time.
But it does feel end of the night white bar vibes.
Yeah.
And at this point, you got so many drinks in you, it's all good.
This is around the time
love
when Shawna...
Love when Shawna paints the scene.
Well, this is around the time when Shawna... It's closing time, and Shawna thinks he's about to go home with a baddie. And,
yeah, I mean.
And then Ebro steps in and goes, nah, fam, you good.
Exactly. Gives me the verbal Heisman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we can count
you
the
go
amount
your
of
way.
Times that Ebro steps in. It's like, nah.
You go your way. Bro. She's going that She's way. Going,
like, wait, what? Damn.
He's protecting I'm his not, inner I'm, peace. I'm,
yeah, man, y'all not coming in my life with y'all scenarios.
All right, the
my
name
life
of the group.
Is great.
No one will ever get the name of the group. I wouldn't have either. It's Semisonic.
Oh,
closing
Lord.
Time.
Oh, got it, got it. Right. I never heard that song before.
You've never heard Closing
what?
Time?
What?
No.
Have,
yeah.
Yo, Cass, you have in your Serato? Do you ever play it to end like a white party?
Yeah, I love Closing Time.
Yeah, it's a good closeout. Quiet it down.
See, I mean, closing it's time. Called Closing Time. Closing.
Yo, it literally is like playing a song that's like, hey, guys, go home.
Go home.
Peacefully leave the venue.
Wow.
Yo, Cass, let's go. What you got?
Okay, one more. Okay. Here we go.
Rosenberg's trying to tie it up. Ooh, Cass with the heater, bro.
This is.
We never even played this,
nope.
Have we?
Nope.
We haven't?
Nope.
No. Sugar.
Have we?
It feels like we did.
No, because we played
But I know this song. This is
Is this 311?
No. See? It sounds like all
Linkin
those records.
Park or whatever.
Mr. Gray, what's
no.
going on?
It sounds like all of those records. That's why you think we played it, but we haven't. And I hated this song.
I mean, this is so bad, though.
Yo, I hate this song, but it's big.
Wait, he wasn't barring it up enough for y'all on this?
No. I give myself the L on this one. But he's a popular song.
Who was this? Who is this?
One hit wonder. The song is Butterfly, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man.
Who is this?
They saying it in the chat.
Let's see. Let me look.
Oh, is it Crazy Town?
Yep, it's Crazy
Town.
Oh, Crazy Town.
Crazy Town.
Yo, man.
Cast.
Oh, look at the video.
Who won this round?
That video is terrible.
Does Rosenberg win this round and tie it up, or does Cass 1 get the victory with the terrible,
Laura,
crazy?
You look at the Rosenberg.
You don't want Come, My Lady. Come, My Lady. Yo, the only Come song I recognize is K7. Come, baby, come.
Wait, hold up. So when you watch this in the app, they put the music video with the music.
Oh, my terrible. God, it makes
what
it
are,
worse.
What are the name of those guys that jumped on the chat with Doja Cat? Recently in the
Island Boys.
Yo, Crazy Town is the original Island Boys. Yes. When you look at the video.
I win.
Looking
by
at
default.
The video.
It's so funny.
Yo, they look repug.
Oh, it's so crazy.
All right, Cass, let's call it a tie today.
Yeah,
let's call it a tie,
yeah,
man.
Tied up.
Now shot.
Nah, man,
culture.
We don't, yo, this ain't T-ball, nah, B. We go with winners, B. Who won?
What you mean? I don't know.
Well, I won that round.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go with Rosenberg because
so
I
so that's 3-3.
It's a tie.
Right, it's a tie.
All right, so we'll call it a tie. Fine.
Shawnee, you get to break the tie now with the Shawnee Culture Black Banger.
I'm not allowed to guess, right?
Nah, because that's too easy for you.
Oh, all right.
Rosenberg's thinking. Laura's looking in the chat.
Hey, hey, hey.
We thank God for kind of
Cass, when you know this. Rosenberg, you know it's at?
Yo, she was young here. You ever seen this video? I had the biggest crush.
Facts.
Biggest crush.
There's so many easy hits that you would get it as soon as like.
I know what it is already.
Yeah, because you're looking in the app.
I'll say some people.
No, I'll tell you why later.
Some
why
people say that she.
Only because I went to high school with her son.
Ah, that's dope.
Yeah.
That should be a hint I remember.
I don't remember that.
Some people say she looks like Nicki Minaj's mom's.
Yeah.
That's one. Also,
Nicki Minaj's mom.
Hey, if I say this next thing, you got
something.
And by the way, when I heard the first note, I knew it was familiar. And then it didn't feel familiar, and then it's Tell Me Something Good.
Which is Kanye West used a sample on one of his biggest joints.
His first single, bro.
She's not happy
Chaka
with him.
Khan?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's actually Rufus, though. Before it was,
oh, this
it was
is Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Yeah. But you know, this is a big song.
Oh, yeah, it's big.
Yo, a young Chaka.
I'll be honest, I don't love it. It's okay.
Now, this was the joint,
trip,
though.
It doesn't move to me after a while, though.
Right. Bug
it. I'll take it. I'll bring it up Scott's a couple of generations.
All right. Hey. I mean, come on, really? This is offensive.
I got it to throw
you
some layups.
No, you know what? I deserve some layups every once in a while. You're right. I give you layups. Yeah, this is the greatest writer, producer, R&B singer of the modern era.
Hey, you got those songs.
The Dream.
You know the name of the song?
I Love Your Girl.
Love the song.
Facts.
Bang.
Night one.
Rest. Shouts to Natalie. I hope she's listening. She loves The Dream.
Natalie's got phenomenal taste.
She loves The Dream. She has a story of when she was 17 and went to a club. The Dream was performing at a club and she went into the city.
That's so cute.
Mama so
yo, by the way, though, I love The Dream. He was a piece of ish, yo. He says he's so nasty on these songs. I Love Your Girl is already
crazy.
Rough, but he gets worse than that.
The dirty version is even worse than this.
Yeah.
Yo, but...
Because it's not I Love Your Girl.
It's not I Love
right.
Your Girl.
You realize how hateful
disrespect.
That is?
This was the joint, though.
So good. What do you think is the best of the Dream singles from that era? What's the best? Like, you have to play
this
one.
This probably was one of...
This was one of them.
But it's, well, it's one of them, but you think it's number one? You'd play that over Shuddy as
so
the shit?
So many, man.
It's my number
there's
one,
so
but
many,
there's a lot.
Bro.
There's so many.
But this those first couple of albums, bro, it's crazy. Whitish Wednesday, at the end of it, though, it's all black artists, though. You know what I'm saying? To make sure we set the right tone. Shiny Culture, what you got last?
Last one.
Oh, man. It's my people in Bay Area. What's going on? Oakland, mm-hmm. California.
You giving them hints already? You know it? Not yet.
Thought I did, and then I
what?
Didn't.
What?
Laura, you know it?
Yeah.
You know it off top?
Yeah.
This record.
Cass already knows.
We got to let this. Yo, this record. Man. Magical.
You know them.
This record is magical.
Big group.
Lay your head on my pillow.
Tony. Again?
That's right.
Going back to the Tony.
Yeah. I didn't play this song.
No. It's a good one.
It's got Hayride in there. There's a little Hayride guitar little, in there for you, Johnny. Yeah.
Some little Hayride in there.
This is
make-out
music.
It is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And make-up music. You be like, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, yep. Tony. Yeah.
Laura, did you just steal that comment from the chat, not give credit to the chat person or no?
No.
You just said that on your own?
Somebody said it?
Yeah, someone just literally wrote, like, 1 second
oh
before
my
wrote
God,
make-out music.
No.
Wow.
Laura's lying. Yeah.
I'm not.
It's okay. You lying.
I can't see.
Yeah, you know, I ain't mean to say it like that.
Turn that up, Shani, real quick.
Fire. Won't you pull back the sheets and lay down? Put your head up above my shoulders. Let me tell you how I wanna feel. You're the girl that knows my pleasure. So let me go down and find my treasure. Let me see where my pearl is at. So
that's fellatio. Or, excuse me, cunnilingus, as they say.
But it was saying that Lloyd made a remix to this. A newer
Listen,
version?
Oh, really?
No. We're not doing that today. We are not doing don't no. Nope.
I love Lloyd. Don't disrespect.
I love Lloyd. We're not doing that today. What we are going to do is thank the audience for tuning in on the app.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to ever watch us do Whitish Wednesday or other things in the studio, get that Hot 97 app. And on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
No, Ebro, it's time for the Guru.
Oh, I was going to skip the Guru. Oh,
okay, all right.
No, I'm kidding. Let's get to the Guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Okay.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru.
I mean, if I'm being honest, if I'm being honest, Laura, you can't skip the gurus. It's a popular segment.
People love us.
I appreciate your honesty in that moment, Ebro. Thank you. He knows where the bread gets buttered.
All right, let's get focused. Gurus. Let's get focused.
But what they really love is that me and Cash won't keep y'all honest.
Ebro, okay.
That's what the research says.
All right, here we go. The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to guide you, uplift you. Shawnee Culture, burn the sage.
Please burn it all.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Send us your emails right now. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Good morning, guys. Let me start off by saying I listen to you every single weekday. I also value everyone's advice, including Ebro. So hey, much thanks. Blessings to you all.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Here it is. I'm separated from my husband for 10 months due to some bumps in the road that were definitely fixable. However, as soon as he went out of the house and the marriage was exactly... I don't know. She messed up the sentence here. As soon as he was out of the house, he was living and in a full-blown relationship.
What?
Okay.
On the other hand, yo, man, people do these talk-to-text emails. Bro, y'all got to write these down or at least check afterwards. It's making it very difficult. I decided to give myself some time to adjust to this new life that I never imagined living. I'd always pictured my life with him. Well, apparently he pictured it with someone else.
That's right.
It's been 10 months since he's been gone, and I have never entertained any man in any type of way. No phone calls, no texting, nothing. My main focus was going through this process of getting over him, trying it all out, and just discovering who I am as an individual.
Healing.
I gave so much of me and my time and my love to someone who I thought I'd be with forever. However, he had other plans. 3 weeks ago, a mutual friend of ours had introduced me to someone. And when I say this man makes me feel like I'm the only woman in the room, and just the way he looks at me as a feeling I haven't felt in so long. So my question is it too soon to put myself back in the dating pool? I know 10 months is not nothing, but is enough time to go through the process of letting go, especially of someone you've been with for over a decade? Do I still just give myself time to fully get over the separation, or is it okay for me to start dating again?
I think you need to not take everything so damn serious. That's what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? The last thing was super serious. This new thing is just fresh and new. Get your loins lotioned. You know what I mean? Get your juices flowing.
Loins lotioned?
You know, I've never heard it quite like
that. I don't.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get the moisture moving.
Well, did she say how long the relationship was?
Over a decade.
It's heavy. But go ahead.
No, she is not over the old thing.
No.
But if you found somebody that's treating you right
and making you feel,
don't just pass on it.
Here's the thing. I know it should really be about you and it shouldn't be about your ex, but in this specific case where your ex has shown you, at least as far as you can tell, no real interest in trying to work towards being together. He's just like, "Oh, I'm single. I'm out of here."
He's in a full-blown relationship, Rosenberg.
So now it's been 10 months. Now, normally I would think 10 months isn't that long, but 10 months while he's been in a relationship the whole time and you've literally not entertained anyone, I honestly think don't beat yourself up for 10 months. That's enough time. That was real time you spent.
Have a fling.
And yeah, Ebro's right though. You don't need to start being like, "Oh my God, he treats me like I'm the only one in the room. He's everything." Just he's handsome.
Yeah.
You want him to go out with him? Go out with him.
Don't see how rush lay him to down, jump smack into him, another relationship. Just have fun, date.
Oh no, but you should jump. Just not into a relationship. On that day.
Oh my Lord, that is not guru talk.
We all agree in different ways.
I just want to insert too. One for the specific question, is it too soon to date? No.
No.
It's not too soon to date. But this is a subjective question because really only you can answer this. You know what I'm saying? Like for yourself inside, if you're truly not ready, it's going to be too soon and you're going to mess it up.
But the fact that she's feeling this way about him, that he's making her feel that way, the truth is 6 months ago, you probably wouldn't have noticed it.
Right.
You're noticing it now because you probably are ready.
And she should go for it.
So give it a shot.
In our opinion.
And yeah, if you go out with him and it's uncomfortable, then you don't have to.
So we all agree she should definitely just date.
Yep. Get out there and get your gack on.
Yeah. No, that's it. Nah,
dust those cobwebs off.
get to gacking.
Cobwebs on the
get
fun.
Them cobwebs off there.
You know what I mean? Dust that thing off. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta
Let's
really
go.
Can you fade them out?
Yeah, don't All listen
right.
to them.
Just date, have fun. Don't jump into a serious relationship right away. But definitely
Yo,
go out and
get to gacking is
So
wild.
Say the gurus.
I don't even know what it means.
Deepo in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Fight. No!
I want to remind everyone that that was an emailer who specifically said, I'd like to hear Ebro's contributions.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to get her
and
right.
He said, get the cobwebs off the coach.
That was
That's cool. right. Dust that thing off. You know what I'm saying? Lotion the loins. Oh, lay them down. Oh smack them.
Okay.
Yak
All right.
Get to gacking. Let's right. go. Flashing lights with Laura Stiles. Let's go.
That's a lot.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Yo, man, come on, man. We living life. We adults. Kids is at school already, man. Come on.
Yo, this is so funny, guys. So remember, like, we talked about ASAP Rocky at Rolling Loud, how he jumped into, like, the mosh pit.
And then yelled, get out, help
and
me out.
And then was like, help! You see his face has become a meme and everybody's been sharing it. So he finally chimed in and he left a comment on the video and said, this ish is not funny. Some little bee was squeezing the life out of my...
oh, what?
Junk.
Yo.
I don't know why, now that I know the backstory, why is this even funnier?
Nah, bro. I would have, yo, I probably would have, yo, y'all would have, I'm surprised he didn't start swinging if that's the
Facts.
Case.
Bro.
Wow. Yo, shout to Rocky for her. If that's the case, Rock, and they had you by your twig and berries.
Ebro, they were pulling him from all different directions, and somebody was grabbing him. Oh my!
Bruh.
That's they had him by Cojones? The nads.
Yeah,
that's not what
Bruh.
You.
Bruh, I'm surprised he didn't start swinging.
No wonder he was like, "Help, get me out of here!"
Yo.
Wow, that's terrible. I'm sorry, Rocky.
Yeah,
no one wants their
Yo, and the crazy, it's probably some crazy bastard in there wanted them joints as a souvenir because that's what got Riri pregnant. They
that's
was like,
horrible.
Yo, I'm going to take them home. Facts. Put those on a shelf.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's terrible, man.
And Laura's just laughing right in the man's face, man. After he got his gonad squeezed.
See, none of the guys are laughing because we're like, oh,
yeah,
yo,
nah, that's not
yeah,
funny.
It ain't
that's
funny.
Crazy, bro.
I get it.
That's your passion life.
I got your back, Rocky. Hey,
yo, Laura's crying.
Time is 8:52. High of 69
that's
degrees.
Terrible how women laugh at us when we get when the predicament with our predicaments.
It's just when you see, look at his face. Watch the video again, guys. It's all over Twitter.
I mean, I see him. I feel bad. It's my friend ASAP Rocky. He's screaming.
ASAP Rocky.
Yo, man. ASAP. Poor Rocky, man. Hopefully he's all right, man.
Rakim, man.
Poor guy.
Shout out to the God. You know what I mean? Rakim.
See.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!